In Northwest news from KPLU, following their exit from the playoffs, the Seahawks are already looking ahead to next season. But the team's future may not include some very popular players, as we hear in this week's chat between sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, as with every offseason, there are a lot of moving parts. What are the biggest issues for the Seahawks?
Well, I think the one that fans are most concerned about is, of course, Marshawn Lynch, the mysterious and yet wonderful running back the Seahawks have had for 5.5 years. I think the relationship is ending. I think there's still tread on Marshawn's tires. He's only 30, but that's kind of old in NFL running back years. And the other thing is, I think he's worn out Pete Carroll and general manager John Schneider. There's just been too many conflicts over money and playing style and so on. He's still admired by the Seahawks players. They think the world of him, and certainly the fan base does. So there's going to be an awkward departure here. Next year, he's scheduled to be paid $11.5 million. But if the Seahawks cut him or trade him, they will save $6 million of that under the NFL salary cap. And most importantly, they think they found in last year's rookie, Thomas Rawls, his rough equivalent. And if he heals properly from his broken ankle, I think they're comfortable with replacing Marshawn. It's going to be a sad day, I think, for Seahawks fans because he's meant so much to this franchise, but it was going to end sooner or later, and I think this is the year.
So we know that Rawls would replace Lynch if he goes. Let's talk about the Seahawks offensive line and who might not be sticking around there.
Well, there are four prominent free agents, left tackle Russell Okung and right guard J.R. Sweezy, along with wide receiver Jermaine Kearse and linebacker Bruce Irvin. I don't think any of those four are coming back, not because the Seahawks don't want them, but because all of them are going to probably get more money on the open market than the Seahawks can afford to pay under the cap. And that's really going to impact the offensive line because Okung and Sweezy have been longtime starters. I could see a situation where maybe none of the starters in the offensive line are back. They were below average this year. We saw in the game against Carolina that they just got mashed. And that's got to be fixed. The Seahawks management whiffed on that personnel position because they thought they could make guys better than they were. They didn't. A misjudgment, and that cost them throughout the year. And I think that Okung and Sweezy are probably going to get money on the market because they are Seahawks, and there's a cachet among NFL general managers. If you played for the Seahawks, you must be worth something. So they'll probably get deals, and the Seahawks will have to move on several positions.
Well, let's talk about Kearse just for a moment, the hometown hero. He says he will not give Seattle a hometown discount.
Right. He is a Lakewood kid who played well at the University of Washington and has had a tremendous career, very clutch player, but he's also had some errors. I'm looking at him as an average NFL receiver, which is not bad, certainly, but I think he's going to get more money elsewhere.
Well, and there are a few other familiar names who are in doubt.
Yeah, the two biggest question marks are on defense. That's because Cam Chancellor and Michael Bennett, two very good players, have finished their second year of a four-year contract. And we all know that Cam Chancellor held out for the first two games, and it cost him because not only did he lose money, he wasn't quite the player he had been. We don't know what deal was struck between Cam and the club to get him back, but the Seahawks are going to say, we don't renegotiate a deal until you get to the final year of your contract. So there could be a real stalemate there, and that's a grand mystery that we're going to have to see play out. But as always is the case in the NFL off seasons, much drama ahead.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.